5th. November 13th, 1938. How the troops, on the divine will form the regimen, the laws, the fierce army. The knowledges will give the eyes to possess so great a good. The distinctive mark of the Most Holy Trinity. Sign to know whether we live in the divine will. My flight in the divine volition continues. Nor can I do without it. I would feel as if I myself were killing my own soul. Heavens forbid. And besides, how could I live without life? So, I was thinking to myself about the many truths that Jesus had told me on his divine will, as if I wanted to raise doubts and would not understand well. And I said to myself, how is it possible that one can reach such a point by living in the divine volition? And my beloved Jesus, surprising me, all goodness, told me, my blessed daughter, do not be surprised. My will has the power to let the creature reach anywhere she wants, as long as she remains together with it. Now, you must know that its kingdom will be formed and founded on the truths it has manifested. The more truths it manifests, the more sumptuous, beautiful, majestic, and superabundant in goods and joys will this kingdom be. My truths will form the regimen, the laws, the food, the fierce army, the defense, and the very life of those who will live in it. Each of my truths will take on its own distinct office. One will act as teacher, one as most loving father, one as most tender mother who carries her daughter on her lap to protect her from danger, rocking her in her arms, nourishing her with her love, clothing her with light. In sum, each truth will be the bearer of a special good. See how rich will be this kingdom of my will, which I have been talking so much about. And I am sorrowed when you're not attentive to write everything, because you will cause an additional good to be missing. In fact, the creatures will enjoy according to their knowledge. Knowledge will carry the life, the light, and the good it possesses. To possess a good without knowing it is almost impossible. It would be as if one had no eyes to see, no intelligence to be able to comprehend, no hands to work, no feet to walk, no heart to be able to love. On the other hand, the first thing that knowledge does is to give the creature eyes, that she may not be like a poor blind one. And by letting itself be looked at, it makes her understand and desire the good and the life it wants to give her. More so since the knowledge of my truths makes itself actor and spectator in order to transmit its life to the creature. Now, you must know that the acts done in my will are inseparable, but well distinct among themselves. Distinct in the sanctity, in the beauty, in the love, in the wisdom. They will carry the distinctive mark of the sacrosanct Trinity, such that while the divine persons are distinct among themselves, they are inseparable. One is the will, one the sanctity, one the beauty, and so forth. In the same way, these acts will be inseparable yet distinct, enclosing within themselves the distinctive mark of the Supreme Trinity. 1 and 3. 3 and 1. Even more, these acts will possess it as their own life. They will be the greatest glory for us and the whole of heaven, in seeing in them our divine life multiplied for as many acts as the creature has done in our will. And then I was thinking to myself, how can one know whether he's living in the divine will? And my sweet Jesus added, my daughter, it is easy to know it. You must know that when my divine fiat reigns in the soul, it holds its operating and continuous act, nor can it be without doing anything. It is life, and life must breathe, move, palpitate, make itself felt. It must have its primary operating act, and the creature feels its empire and follows its acts almost continuously in the divine will. Hence, continuation is a sure sign that one lives in it. With this continuation, the creature feels the need of the divine breathing, motion, and attitude. Therefore, if she interrupts her continuous acts, she feels as though she is missing the life, motion, and everything. And immediately, she resumes her continuous acts, because she knows that it would cost her too much not to continue her acts. It would cost her the divine life. And one who has possessed it can hardly let it go. Now, this operating of the creature in the divine will, do you know what it is? It is the unfolding of the life of my will in the creature. Because only my will has the virtue of never stopping in its continuous acts. If it stopped, which can never be, everyone and everything would remain as though paralyzed and without life. Now, the creature by herself does not possess this virtue of operating continuously. But when she is united with my will, she has the virtue, the strength, the will, and the love to do it. How my will can change things, as long as the creature lets herself be carried and possessed by it. It can make such changes that she no longer recognizes herself. If she retains at all any distant memory of her past life. There is also another sign. When my will sees the soul disposed, in order to reign, it first embalms her will and her pains with an air of peace. Then it forms its throne in them. Therefore, one who lives in my will possesses a strength that is never extinguished, a love that, while she does not love anyone, she loves everyone in God with true love. And to how many sacrifices she exposes herself for all and for each one in particular. Poor daughter. She is the true martyr and victim of all. Oh, how many times, in seeing her suffering, I look at her with such tenderness and compassion, and to cheer her up, I say to her, my daughter, you have received my same lot. Poor daughter, courage. Your Jesus loves you more. And she, in feeling loved more by me, smiles in her pains and abandons herself in my arms. My daughter, to experience, to possess what my will can do, one needs to be inside of it. Otherwise, they will not understand a thing.